Governor Newsom surveyed the damage in Capitola, whose business district and seaside homes were walloped by recent storms and whose historic wharf was partially destroyed. Newsom said the state intends to help rebuild in the short and long run, and that the Biden administration had reached out too.
Direct assistance will be forthcoming when conditions are right and we've assessed the damage. Incredibly important to assess that damage. We'll make a determination on a major disaster declaration.
Newsom said the Biden administration extended a presidential emergency declaration to 14 additional counties for a total of 31 counties. Direct federal assistance will be forthcoming after damage assessment. Newsom said C-130 planes went out ahead of the storms to predict where they would hit so the state could pre-position resources. California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot joined Newsom speaking under temporarily sunny skies. He said that despite increasingly sophisticated monitoring technology, the storms can still deliver a surprising punch.
Do not let the sun and relative clear skies fool you. We are calm between the storms. Coming in off the Pacific Ocean here in the next couple of days will be our seventh of what we believe to be at least 9 atmospheric river storms, so called for the amount of precipitation that they bring. The toll in the last 24 hours, in the last 2 weeks, is a little hard to get your head around. We're tracking that 17 Californians have lost their lives to these storms.
The official death toll did not include a 5-year-old boy who disappeared yesterday in floodwaters when he and his mother were stranded in a truck in rising waters in San Luis Obispo County. She was rescued. The child was not. Recent documented deaths include 2 people killed when lightning knocked a tree onto a big rig on a San Joaquin Valley highway, causing a deadly pileup. The wet and blustery weather left California's large unhoused population without adequate shelter and in a precarious situation. At least one homeless person has died. More than a dozen were rescued from a homeless encampment along the Ventura River. In South San Francisco, high winds ripped part of the roof off a large apartment building. Sinkholes swallowed 2 cars on a Los Angeles street, trapping 2 motorists who were rescued and damaging 15 homes in the rural Santa Barbara County community of Orcutt. In the small town of Montecito, also in Santa Barbara County, about 10,000 people were ordered to evacuate on the 5th anniversary of a mudslide that killed 23 people and destroyed more than 100 homes. Several miles down the coast, another town, La Conchita in Ventura County, was ordered evacuated. A mudslide there killed 10 people in 2005. More than 150,000 people were without power. The storm that began Monday dumped more than a foot of rain at higher elevations in central and southern California and buried Sierra Nevada ski resorts in more than 5 feet of snow. Rock falls and mudslides shut down roads and gushing runoff turned sections of freeways into waterways. Swollen rivers swamped homes and triggered evacuation orders. A tree fell onto a muni bus in San Francisco. PG&E meteorologist Ted Schlapfer said rain returns Wednesday. Though that storm won't be as severe, he said there are more storms likely to pack a major wallop lined up to hit California after that.
We're still going to see some good rain across the northern two-thirds of the territory, but not quite as much wind. Most of the wind will be confined just to Humboldt, and that's where the action is going to be on Thursday, as the territory is actually going to get a break on Thursday, most of it. We'll see dry conditions outside of Humboldt, and then the next storm system moves in on Friday. That one doesn't look too bad, but the following storm is going to be right on its heels on Saturday. That one could pack a punch again. We're expecting more heavy rain, strong gusty winds.
Climate scientists have said global warming will lead to weather extremes. Newsom said California is experiencing just that.
We're in the third year of the driest drought conditions that we've experienced in recorded history going back to 1896, and this is happening in the middle of a mega drought that we've experienced all over the western United States. 3 years of the most acute and intense drought, and this is happening. When people say the hots are getting hotter, what more expression of that did we need than Labor Day just a few weeks back? The dries are getting a lot drier the last 3 years, and the wets are getting a lot wetter. This weather whiplash is that new reality.
I'm Eileen Alfandari for KPFA News.